And welcome to our audiocast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine for this Monday, December 17th, 2007. Brought to you today by Aviation Consumer Magazine.
Talking to Keith Markley, he's the CEO of Liberty Aerospace, and a huge deal for the company in China announced earlier this week. Can you tell us how it all came about?
Yes, Russ. I think that a lot of people are aware that in China, the domestic growth has been unbelievable over the last 7-8 years, and as a market, it's been one that we've been looking at as a company for about 20 months, and primarily because the Liberty XL2 is a very focused aircraft on the training market. And we began discussions over a year and a half ago with several different prospective clients or partners in China, and that eventually organized with a group over there, the group that's referred to in our press releases as 3A, to do this venture with. And at this point, we have negotiated, signed final contracts, and are ready to go for the building of the manufacturing facility, starting probably in the end of Q1, early Q2 of next year.
Okay, well, we're talking about 600 airplanes. Where are these airplanes going to go?
Well, the deal that we've contracted with them is really it's a net export deal for us here in the United States. The deal has an exclusive market territory defined as mainland China. And it's the thought of 3A, which is half government owned at this point, that the market demand within China and within specific needs and uses that they have for training pilots in that marketplace will consume that number of aircraft or higher. It is the intention right now that this is an export where we'll be sending parts, pieces and expertise, and the aircraft will be manufactured there to be used and flown in mainland China.
Okay, but mainly at flight schools, right? Training China's new airline pilots, which they need thousands of, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And, if somebody just does the simple math, anybody in the industry reads the reports, you can see the amount of deliveries scheduled from, Airbus and Boeing and others for commercial transport aircraft in China. Knows they have a huge demand. We were discussing earlier today where the city that we're going to be manufacturing in Yangyang, China, appears to be a very small city when you look at the China map, and then you try to point out to somebody that a small city in China like Yangyang has a population of 6 million people. And only when you start looking at the size and scope of the country and the massive number of people there, do you start to realize how significant the market opportunity really is.
Okay, why the Liberty XL2? Why would the Chinese government partner with a relatively small and relatively new organization like yours when all the big names are also trying to get into China?
Well, a lot has to do with design and the technology involved in the XL2. One of the things that we try to point out frequently in our promotions of the aircraft is it is very unique in many ways. And one of those ways is in the modular design. It is an aircraft, that is built upon components as opposed to a long sort of bending metal and riveting type of process. And so when you look at building a factory and you want to build aircraft efficiently, the nature of the design allows you to do so. It is just technically an easier aircraft to build than many others. And, of course, when you combine that with the fact that when you're finished, you end up with an aircraft that is very attractive in modern aircraft design and that have performance numbers that allow it to aerodynamically outperform most of the competition. And then, again, an aircraft where the cost of operation is substantively less. They were looking for somebody that essentially was mature enough that had real systems in place for production, quality, but also had a design that fit their benchmark of needing something that they considered to be advanced in manufacturing, not just advanced in flight.
How is this deal different from what Cessna is doing? Cessna is flat out building airplanes in China and bringing them back to the U.S. to sell them, correct? And these airplanes, you call it a net export. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, first of all, I don't hold myself out to be an expert on the Cessna deal. The only thing I know about it is what I've read in the press. What I understand from it in the press is that, first of all, I believe it's the manufacturer, you know, the design that they're working on, their proposed 162 aircraft. And so, you know, the way I understand the deal is it's going to be a light sport aircraft, which I do not believe is certified in China, that they would intend to design and build in China and then ship to the U.S., you know, to try to become a low-cost provider in the U.S. Obviously, our deal is significantly different than that because we're talking about an aircraft that's IFR Part 23 certified here in the U.S., but also IFR certified in the People's Republic of China. And our deal is for the manufacturing, or really what is the assembly of aircraft in China, to be sold in China.
Okay, what's it like dealing with the Chinese? How is it different from deals that you've been involved in your career in aerospace?
Well, you know, I think that probably one of the myths to be dispelled would be it's not a lot different than any other commercial deal that I've done either in the United States or we've done in Europe or other countries, in the fact that you generally have a partner that has needs and interests, and as a company you have needs and interests. There are a lot of books out, you know, that purportedly to be training by experts on how to do business in China. And if there was one thing I would say, I find it generally like doing business in many, many other places. It takes a while to understand your partner's needs and what they're trying to accomplish. And the better you understand those, the better you have at trying to reach an amicable deal. We found the people that we worked with there to be extremely educated, very sharp, understood what they needed to do and how to accomplish it, and were committed to it, both resource-wise as far as individuals, and were committed financially. So we're extremely pleased with the people we're operating with over there.
What's the effect on the company in the U.S.?
Well, the effect of the company in the U.S. is multifold. First of all, it's great for us as a manufacturer because it creates volume of parts manufacturing. It creates volume of reselling of all sorts of parts and components. So it's a fairly strong revenue stream for us and a big market opportunity. You know, the nature of the capital investment in this is significant from the Chinese government. And as a result, during this process, most of that capital actually straight back into Liberty and or Liberty's vendors, sellers of engines, radios, and other components. So it's for us on the financial end, it's just a very, very strong shot in the arm for the company, which, you know, obviously helps us expand and grow our markets and push the design. Because the better your cash flow and the better your margins from any business, it helps the company here. As far as its effect on unit sales or building, we think it's going to be positive and increase that also. We continue to try to expand our manufacturing here in the United States, and we picture doing that for at least the next 2 years, trying to drive the manufacturing units that we get out every month up and up. It's a very, very good news contract.
Most of this activity going to be in Melbourne?
Yes. Currently, if you understand our company, we have a facility in Melbourne which now is capable in producing 8 certified aircraft a month. We're trying to increase that production rate to 16 aircraft a month by the end of next year out of the Melbourne facility. We also have a manufacturing capability in Romania that's strictly on a parts basis, and we currently manufacture in Romania our wings and our tailplanes are, you know, sort of what we consider to be the bent metal parts that go on the aircraft, and we will continue to expand there also.
Okay, well, a good news story for your company and for general aviation in general. So thanks very much for spending some time with us today, Keith.
No, thank you very much for having me, Russ.
Keith Markley, CEO of Liberty Aerospace. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. Comments on today's audiocast are welcome at audionews@avweb.com. For the Avweb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.